Rust rewrites, terminal emulators, and the value of internal TLS. A project called PGRUST, a full rewrite of the Postgres database engine in Rust, announced that it is now passing 100% of Postgres's own regression test suite, a benchmark the Hacker News community treated as genuinely meaningful. Postgres's regression tests are comprehensive, maintained by a team with an extreme commitment to compatibility, and represent accumulated engineering judgment built over more than 3 decades. The milestone earned 700 points, but 586 comments, a ratio indicating vigorous debate rather than simple acclaim. The core motivation for the rewrite is memory safety. Postgres is written in C, and while its developers are disciplined, C permits memory management errors that have historically appeared as security vulnerabilities in database software. Rust's ownership model eliminates entire classes of those vulnerabilities at compile time. Skeptics in the thread raise 2 counterarguments. First, that Postgres has been hand-optimized at the C level in ways that may prove difficult to replicate in Rust without performance regression. Second, that maintaining full compatibility with Postgres interfaces constrains the architectural improvements that would otherwise justify the rewrite's cost. Mitchell Hashimoto, creator of Vagrant and co-founder of HashiCorp, the company behind Terraform and Vault, gave an interview about Ghosty, his terminal emulator project, and his choice to build it in Zig rather than Rust. His reasoning, as reflected in the Hacker News thread, centers on the different trade-offs the two languages present. Zig offers more direct control over the machine with fewer abstractions, which for a terminal emulator, where latency is perceptible and memory usage directly affects user experience, matters more than Rust's ergonomic safety guarantees. The interview was described by the community as genuinely substantive, and it surfaced a broader discussion about when safety through type systems is the right tool versus when experienced programmers making explicit trade-offs is the better model. A piece on TLS certificates for internal services, while more operational than architectural, drew over 100 comments by addressing a widespread and consequential misconfiguration. Internal services, the APIs, databases, and microservices communicating within an organization's infrastructure, are frequently left unencrypted on the assumption that they are not internet-facing. The Post argues that lateral movement by attackers who gain internal network access is a primary attack vector, and that internal services running without encryption or authentication are effectively undefended. The Hacker News comment thread developed into a detailed examination of certificate authority design, mutual TLS versus one-way TLS, and certificate rotation automation.